peace, quiet, and good order will be maintained in our city to the best of our ability. Riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all our people and therefore cannot be permitted.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
We've been told that all along Crenshaw Boulevard that there's a series of fires, a lot of looting is going on, a disaster area, obviously.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
Make it rough.
A lot of activity continues here in this command post.
Make it rough.
We have sporadic fires throughout the city of Los Angeles.
Not guilty, the filthy devils try to kill me. When the news get to the hood, the niggas will be hotter than cayenne pepper. Cuss, bust, kicking up dust is a must. I can't trust a cracker in a blue uniform. Stick a nigga like a unicorn. Born wicked, Lawrence, pow, foul. Turn his fucking throat and I smile. Gonna send me valley and surely somebody knows the address of the jewelry. Pay a little visit, who is it? Can I talk to the grand wizard? Then boom, make him eat the barrel. Modern day Pharaoh, now he's zipped up like leather Tuscadero. Pretty soon we'll catch Sergeant Coon. Shoot him in the face, run up in him with a broom. Stick, prick, devils ain't shit. Introduce his ass to the AK-40 dick. 2 days, niggas laid in a cut. To get some respect, we had to tear this motherfucker up.
It's Thursday, May 28th, 2020. This is the Down the Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Brian. With me, as always, is Joe. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm well, and yourself?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good to hear.
Oh, so, as always, let's start things off by discussing what it is we're drinking tonight. Again, I'll go first. Because I'm just drinking coffee, but okay. I did put a double shot of Bailey's Irish Cream in it. So
you get your Irish that coffee up, huh?
Yeah. So for whatever that's worth, we'll see.
Okay,
how about yourself?
I am having a passion fruit margarita.
Mmm.
Yeah, and what's in it? It's got passion fruit juice, tequila, fresh lime juice, agave and sugar on the rim.
Okay, so that is like a real margarita, not a tequila with a margarita mix. That sounds like you assembled all the pieces yourself.
Yeah, we took all the elements and we did this on. I think the first time we had this drink was on Cinco de Mayo, actually.
Mm.
So we went out and got tacos. Cinco de Mayo, and then we made this drink. It was very good, and so it was so good. It was time to revisit it.
Awesome. Well, Joe, there has been a lot of stuff going on this week.
Yes, there has been.
Almost too much to talk about, but we'll give it our best shot.
As always.
Yes, and as always, I think we're going to start off with we're going to go down to Georgia and see if there's any updates on the murder that took place down there of Ahmaud Arbery. I believe that's his name.
Yeah, not much has occurred. We know that they arrested the person who shot the actual video. They did that last week. And the only real development that I'm aware of is that next week they have a hearing date where they're supposed to be arraigned and brought before a judge and everything.
Okay. Well, good. It's moving. It's moving forward. It's not being stalled out or anything.
Well, I mean, from the rocky side it had, from chilling at home.
Right.
It's like, holy smoke. So yeah, I guess. Them being in jail is a positive step in the right direction, and it's terrible that wasn't an automatic. But I guess we take the little wins where we can get them.
Right. I was a couple things. Apparently the guy doing the filming was he's just a up to no good type of character. He's got some. Am I correct? Did he have like a murder in his background?
I did not. I've not seen anything about him. And so if you say anything about him and his background, they will be news to me. What did you hear?
Okay. Well, I don't have it in front of me, but I thought that I seen that he was involved in a murder somehow prior to this, but I guess don't hold me to that. We need to verify that. We'll verify that for next week.
That can be something we look.
But the something that we've talked about. I was like determined yesterday. I was going to find out something about these two guys. There has to be something out there about the shooters, the guys that McMichaels.
George's. Oh, McMichael. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I was determined there had to be something out there, man. I cannot find a damn thing. Either they are squeaky clean or because I don't know, maybe because of his involvement in law enforcement records have been scrubbed or what, but I just can't believe that there's nothing out there of these two yet.
Oh, I mean, they this also might have a shoddy record keeping in the area. No, right. Yeah, I think I'd go with you that there's likely something out there, chances favor, but for whatever reason, it's not as easy to find out as it was to find out Mr. Arbery's brushes with the law several years ago.
We know everything about him, man.
Yeah, once again, I still don't understand why the very first instinct is to go check on the guy who's dead and make sure that you dig up every piece of dirt, you know, really, really give him a working over, you know, check under his fingernails, make sure there's no dirt under there. But yeah. You know, the guys who pulled the trigger, they're chilling. Terrible.
Yeah, it is. But I have a good feeling. Well, I don't want to jinx anything, because if we end up being disappointed on this, who knows what's going to happen? Because we've seen miscarriages of justice before, so
it could happen.
It's
funny because it's funny to note the difference in reaction between the people in Minneapolis and the people in Georgia. Up in Minneapolis, the place is I don't want to say on fire, but you know, they're looting targets, right, and everything, and in Georgia they're just kind of chilling, just, you know, okay, I guess nothing to see here. Everybody goes home.
You know, that is interesting. One more thing on this before we move on, and we are going to talk about the George Floyd incident in Minnesota. But once again, against my better judgment, I wandered into the comment sections of some of the websites that I visit, and apparently here's why Ahmaud deserved to die. It wasn't just that he was quote unquote jogging, but apparently he attacked these two armed men and tried to take one of them's gun, and they killed him in self-defense. That's the story that it looks like the idiots are trying to stick to.
Did they watch the video and reversed?
It is truly one of those two people watching the same thing and seeing completely different things, because I did not see him. I mean, they say he rushed the truck. He tried to take the gun away. I did not see that, man.
So they're saying that upon pulling up on him, Mr. Arbery developed super strength and just kind of totally forgot about fear and just like, you know, ran up and attacked two men holding guns.
Yeah, that's not going to hold up in court.
Yeah. Well, so. I guess the good thing is that you can already see that they're grasping for straws, and that should hopefully facilitate their prompt arrival to a correctional facility in the very near future. But as you said, we'll be watching.
Yep, we'll be watching. And so, this is a coincidentally, not on purpose, but I'm afraid this is going to be a somewhat racially charged podcast today. The next story that we have to talk about here, you brought to my attention earlier this week, and it's the female dog walker versus the black
bird watcher
of all things. I want to hear your take on this first. I have a take, but I think it may surprise you, or you may not see it coming. And you may question my sanity or my thought processes afterwards, but we'll get to that. I want to hear what are your thoughts on this.
Thursday if I'm questioning your sanity.
All right.
Okay, so from what we know, the morning of the 26th, May 26th, apparently Miss Amy Cooper and Mr. Christian Cooper, no relation by the way, came into one another's presence. Apparently Amy was walking her dog without a leash, and Mr. Cooper, I guess, saw the dog and was like, hey, you shouldn't be walking the dog. And actually read an article about what he was about him. And he was saying how bird watchers hate when people walk their dogs without leashes in that area of the park, because I guess they trample the nesting ground for birds, and the birds aren't likely to come up and stuff like that. And so what happens is he approaches her and asks her to leash her dog, and she's not having any of it. And at that point, that's where the video begins, is basically her approaching him saying, hey, stop recording me, blah, blah, blah. From there, he's like, please don't approach me. And from that point, she ceases to approach him, but she says, hey, I'm going to call the police on you, and I'm going to tell them that there is a black man who is threatening my life. And you're like, oh, crap, who says that out loud? Apparently Amy does. And then she wasn't kidding. She got on the phone, called up the cops, and did her best white woman in distress voice. And there we have it. Is that about the long and short of it, as you understand it?
Yes, that seems to be the facts of what went down.
Yeah. My take. I've got several takes on this because, I mean, it's one of those things where it's a nasty little onion, and it gets a little nastier each level of skin you pull back. My very first entree to this was probably predictable. I'm a black man, and so the idea of a white woman saying, "Oh, I'm going to call the police on you and tell them that you're hurting me, you're endangering my life," that's actually something that's really terrifying.
Yeah, that leads things like Ahmaud. Those kinds of accusations lead to incidents like Ahmaud Arbery and
or Mr. Floyd. Others.
Or Floyd, yeah.
I mean, it literally started off with somebody, oh, I thought I saw something, and I called the cops, or I got my shotgun and went after him. So yeah, it's those little things, and so. My very first thought was, yeah, that was literally, this is going to sound terrible. That's literally one of my biggest fears, is I'm going to get caught up, and some white woman is going to be like, oh, I'm going to say that you did X, Y, or Z. It may not even have to be a white woman. Just like, I guess that's the biggest. I guess that's in this example. It could be any woman say, oh, I'm going to call the cops and say you did X, Y, and Z, because, as everybody knows, the person who's calling the cops is never guilty of anything. They're always, fountains of truth and virtue. But so that was my first take. I mean, that could have been me. And, it's a scary thing. Second, the fact that she actually said those words, "I'm going to call the police and tell them an African-American man is threatening my life." It's crazy because you don't say, I mean, we have every reason to believe that she knew exactly what she was doing. That this wasn't something that that she was, it was in the heat of the moment. She knew exactly what button she was pushing, and that makes me think of her as not a very good person. And I think that's the second take. The third take is that, when I first heard the story, you always want to, maybe this is, I don't want to say that. For whatever reason, I assumed this person wasn't, the most educated person, X, Y, and Z. But when you look at her background, she's very educated. She went to the University of Chicago. Mm-hmm. You don't get to go to the University of Chicago and be any parts of stupid, but apparently you can go there and be every part of racist. Well, I guess that was pretty stupid as well. But it's just, highly educated, apparently highly manipulative, and almost like a sociopath, because she had to know the potential consequences of doing what she did, if that makes sense.
It does, yes.
All right. Let's see here. And stop me if I ramble on too long. Apparently, she's been fired as a result.
Yes, she's going to regret. She's regretting this already.
You think so? I guess I would say she's regretting this if in a month she didn't have a job yet, or because these types of people, excuse me, I wouldn't be surprised if she got picked up again in short order.
Ooh, I don't know, man. I got a feeling that this is going to follow her for the rest of her life.
Be like the, how Monica.
When any future employer who searches for her, unless she goes out and changes her name or something, any future employer that searches for her and they find this, they don't want to hire a racist. They don't want anything to do with her.
No, but like her name is so common, Amy Cooper. It's like about as basic a name, like John Smith or Joe. That's, that wasn't me.
Well, I have my own reasons for disagreeing, but we'll get to that when I break down my take on this.
And so I think that's my take. I think had Christian Cooper been a guy with a slightly less cool head, he could have ended up like George Floyd. But by the grace of God, Mr. Cooper, grabbed his phone and kept on recording and didn't let her intimidation, win the day. That's my first three takes, I guess. You?
Okay. Well, let me prefix this by saying that Your takes on it, especially the first one, are all absolutely correct, without a doubt. And what you're about to hear me say is for entertainment purposes only.
All right.
But yeah, this is my jump down the rabbit hole portion of the show. I need to come up with a sound effect or something that I can use for this. But anyway, and if you've been following this, you've probably seen this as well. But are you familiar with the meme Karen? The name, as in the name Karen. Are you familiar with that that meme?
I'm not familiar with the meme. No, I'm not.
A Karen is one of those women. They're usually in their mid-30s. They seem to all kind of have the same kind of haircut. And these are the women that when you fuck up, they want to talk to your manager. And they will accept nothing less. And Amy is widely considered a great example of a Karen. Now, the other Cooper, Christian Cooper, and again, everything that you said about him, I agree with and everything. But here's the thing. I am, because of some, we'll talk about this if you want, but because of other things that I've not experienced, but witnessed virtually online, but I'm pretty sure that our boy Christian here was a social justice warrior. And while, yes, what happened to him was scary, I think that this is a notch on his social justice belt.
What makes you say that?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
And take a step back. The millions of people in the audience, tell us what a social justice warrior is.
Yeah, a social justice warrior. These are those types of people that, well, as the name suggests, they're
at war.
They want social justice.
Yeah.
And that can be of any kind. If everything from if you started a Chinese carryout restaurant, there'd be a social justice warrior out there who would want to shut you down because you would be culturally appropriating Chinese people, and you're not Chinese, so you're not allowed to have a Chinese restaurant.
All right.
It would be a white girl who's wearing braids would be accused of socially appropriating black culture because black women, that's a popular hairstyle, the braids.
Yeah.
It's just, and there's just a social justice warrior comes in so many shapes and sizes, but they're the ones out there that just love nothing more than to call out an injustice, shine a spotlight on it, ideally get people fired, and then just general ruin people's lives.
Wait a minute. How did you get all that from the video?
Well,
I can kind of see the Karen and Amy. I can imagine her, I would like to speak to a supervisor, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. But how can you get that from the interaction that you saw with Mr. Cooper?
Well, we're just getting started, Joe.
Wait, inquiry minds want to know.
We'll get there.
Okay.
I guess something that really made me raise my eyebrows was at the end of his video. He says thank you, as though, and I kind of took that as though, thank you, you've given me all the evidence I need to ruin your life.
See, I guess I take it the other way. You give me all the evidence I need to not die, because she put on the helpless white woman voice, and he was like, what, 20 feet away from her?
Okay.
So the fact that he had her on, on tape. Oh my God, it's I'm dying, X, Y, and Z, and he's like 20 feet away. That's why I thought you said thank you, because now everybody can clearly see that you're full of it.
Okay. I told you I've not yet finished laying out my case.
Yeah, but I will say that did strike me as odd when he thanked her. Like a facetious thanking of her.
Yes, for sure.
What?
Okay, so while I was reading about this guy, to prove, this is interesting in that the media has went out of their way to show how great of a guy he is, which is good. That's good.
I've not seen that.
But one of the things that they reported on is that. Oh, hold on. Okay. He's previously, one of his previous jobs, he was an editor at Marvel Comics.
Yes.
And he is responsible for introducing the first gay male character in a Star Wars, in a Star Trek comic.
Really?
And the character's name is Yoshi Mishima, which I'm guessing is a
Japanese character.
a hat tip to the gay Chinese American guy who was on the original Star Trek series.
Takai.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, now I told you this is a rabbit hole. The comic book industry, the mainstream comic book industry, is on its deathbed.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, most media that comes out in print on its deathbed.
But comics is not just main. They still release digital versions now.
Yeah.
But the problem with especially DC and Marvel, and DC is AT&T, who owns DC, is about ready to shut down their print division.
Really?
And the only thing that's keeping Marvel alive is the success of their movies.
Which has been wildly successful.
Yes. But the reason that comics is in its decline is because it has literally, and now I'm going to say this and you're going to scoff, but there is proof out there. The editors, the writers, the editing staff, the writers, and everything in these companies have been overtaken by social justice warriors.
So you're coming at this from the point of view of a comic book fan?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's a connection that Joe Howe would have never made on his own.
Well, it's just a coincidence that I've been following that, and all of a sudden I see this guy who was an editor for Marvel, and he's responsible for doing a very social justice warrior thing, which is changing the very, and not that there's anything wrong with having a gay character, but these companies, their books have been largely damaged because you get these social justice writers and editors pushing these agendas.
I have heard the phrase social justice warrior before, and I think every time I've heard it, it was used as a pejorative. Basically something you don't want to be called and something we don't talk about in polite company and all. But I have heard that, you know, they'll insert their little agendas into a series or to a show, and then, you know, kind of takes on a life of its own, and then it's no longer any fun to watch because it's been driven by the agenda. And a great example of that, we were watching a show called what's it called? Designated Survivor. You ever heard that show?
I have, yes.
Kiefer Sutherland, and he's the president, and so we're watching, and the seventh season, or doesn't even really matter. But out of nowhere, there's this, these two gay guys are just having sex.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a second, this TV show is about the president of the United States. How are we watching this show about, you know, two black gay guys having sex? And after that happened, couldn't watch the show anymore because right. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you see something, and then you see something that clearly inserted, has no real other purpose or context, but it's definitely been inserted, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I kind of joke that Netflix has a checklist of things that you must, if you want to have a show on Netflix, there's a checklist of things that your show has to include. And it's absolutely gay, lesbian characters, trans characters, if you can do it. So you're familiar with what I'm talking about. Well, that same kind of thing has invaded comics.
Okay. It's funny you talk about Netflix as having a checklist, because that's not the only show that we've seen that in. We saw that in there was another show I'm watching. I think it was like Narcos Mexico, I think. It wasn't Narcos Mexico. One of the main characters, like in the middle of the third season, fifth episode, is all of a sudden gay, and he wasn't gay the previous two seasons. And he's like, wait a second,
right?
And all of a sudden, every third or fourth scene is a scene with him and his boyfriend, and they're looking at each other's eyes and kissing. It's like, oh God, it's like, yeah.
Modern TV shows have that, and you either have to just let it go or not watch them. And a lot of the shows that I watch, they have some element of that. It's just it's where we're at, and it is a result of social justice warriors. Let me bring it back here. Okay. But anyway, that's right or wrong, and like I said, this is. This entire take is for entertainment, but that's kind of like what really sparked me to, like, this is a social justice warrior. Now, whether it I don't know. I mean, what happened, and there's no excuse for it. I want to leave it with this, and this is what I also think would drill home my argument for that this is a complete social justice warrior thing. And that would be in the world of social justice, there's a pecking order of different groups of people who a Karen is way, way, way down at the bottom of the pecking order. So she just got rolled. She had no chance here.
So who's at the top?
Well, it's hard to say, but it's not Christian. It's not this guy. It's not the black man. The black man is not at the top.
No, he's not.
And I would just, let me just pose two questions and be honest. And I know that this is, I can feel the hate of my millions of fans out there, but if this Karen was wearing cut-off jean shorts, if she was wearing Gore-Tex boots, she had a butch haircut with pink stripes in it, and she was wearing a wife-beater T-shirt with various LGBT signage on it, do you think that we would be talking about this right now? Do you think this would have even been reported?
I'm not sure that a Christian would have survived it.
Everything else the same. All else being the same, just everything went down the same way. Would we be talking about it?
I think because she was so obviously just blatant about the, and I'm just going to use my privilege right here. So I think we will still hear about it. I don't think there would be as much vilification of Amy as there has been.
Okay, what if she was wearing, what if she was a Muslim woman and she was wearing a hijab? All other things being the same, would we be talking about this?
I don't think a Muslim woman wearing a hijab would have came at somebody like that.
No, you're changing. That's not what I said. All things being the same.
Uh,
Or would we hear about this black man who was attacking or being racially insensitive to a Muslim?
See, that's the other thing. Muslims don't like dogs. Either. Just kidding. But actually, not that they don't like dogs, but certain aspects, certain sects call it haram. I don't know. I mean, you know, so the media likes, you know, certain dynamics, black versus white, man versus woman. And so I think this is just the perfect cocktail for, you know, a story. And I think what you're putting your finger on, if you change any specific element of the story, it probably wouldn't get the play it has gotten. So I can give you that. Whether or not, you know, if you're wearing a hijab versus a, you know, an LGBTQ X, Y, or Z flag, doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. Like I said, this was just an entertaining. This was just for entertainment. A thought experiment for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Quick question. So, I mean, my very first point was is that this is one of the, you know, things that would be up there in terms of things that would, you know, make me afraid. Biggest,
right.
You know, something like this happening. Yeah. So my question to you is, it's going to be a terrible question. 10 white women. How many could you imagine pulling something like this?
Like how many out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see. Yeah, I could probably say maybe 9. eight, nine.
You don't trust any of those chicks.
This is also something that kind of made me. I guess I take pleasure in the small things, but I'm almost positive. So positive. I would bet my car that Karen or Amy voted for Obama twice, and she cried herself to sleep the night Hillary lost. I guarantee you, she considers herself a liberal through and through. And so, when people like that, when their bigotry is exposed, I love it.
Yeah,
it's like just sweet tears for me. just drink up because, and you know what? She got scared. I think what happened is she's seen a black man. She got scared and she said the first thing that came to her mind that she thought would make him run away. And that was an insight into who she truly is.
So you actually think she got scared?
I think she was.
I don't think she was scared. I think she got pissed off. Like, hey, I'm trying to walk my damn dog, and
well, that's a good yeah. That's, huh? Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's actually. Let me take that back. I agree with you. I think that was more to the case because she's a Karen. She had to talk to the. She had to talk to the manager.
Yeah, and of course, every black man's manager is a cop, right?
Yeah. And so that goes back to really how dumb was it for her to say that? But I think we got an insight into the middle-aged white liberal woman, and I'm not just I mean women. I don't mean women in general, but
no, but if
I don't know.
I asked somebody else. You said 9 out of 10. Is that your final answer?
Let me be generous and say 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I was thinking more like 6 out of 10.
Okay, that's good.
So we're about this. So you know, just over 3 out of 5 women you can imagine pulling this. Okay, just as a curiosity, how many women out of 10 could you imagine trying to put a false rape charge on somebody? I think they're related, these two.
God damn, Joe. I'm assuming that half of my millions of fans out there are women. And now you want to make me you want me to say you want me to answer this question?
Okay, we can come. I'm sure this will be something that comes up in a different. You know, this will come up someplace else. We can go on to the next topic.
Thank you. unfortunately, this next topic isn't any more fun to talk about. Shit blew up in Minnesota.
In a big way.
In a very big way. And, George Floyd was his name, I think. As always, you actually come to the table prepared with facts. So if you want, I'll turn it over to you, and you can break down what we know as of now.
Facts. Who need facts? I mean,
well, that's true. You all you really need is to have seen the video.
Yeah. Now, from what I understand, and actually I got some help from you early on this, so was that yesterday?
Well, from what I've said, this happened Monday.
Okay.
His original quote-unquote offense happened Monday is what I read. So I'm assuming this happened the same day.
Yeah. So George Floyd, 46-year-old African-American man, was approached and apprehended by what, four police officers, and yep. From me, I think you said he was a shopkeeper dropped a dime on him for allegedly trying to pass a fake $20 bill, counterfeited money.
Yep.
As a result of that altercation, there's a video that surfaced with the officer was Derek Chauvin. Chauvin?
Yeah, yeah.
With this guy, literally, this cop with Mr. Floyd laying face down and I guess being secured by the cop's knee on the back of his neck. He was heard saying, "I cannot breathe, I can't breathe," obviously suffering. And I guess the cop stayed on his neck until, 4 minutes later, and then they removed his lifeless dead body. Is that about what we how we understand it?
Yes.
And what's happened since?
Well, on the surface, it just looks as though Minnesota has blown up. Yeah. People, and this bothers me because when things like this happen, the skeptics out there are always like, well, when this stuff like this happens, how come they have to? Well, how come those people have to burn and loot and do all these crazy things? What does that have to do with what happened? And blah blah blah. And I want to. I had to correct my friend on this today. I was like, no, there are people legitimately mad and legitimately protesting this. And then there's people who really don't give a fuck and are just using it as an excuse to do bad things.
And
that you shouldn't mix the two.
Yeah, you shouldn't,
because they're two different groups of people.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, I guess the other thing. Okay, so let's I guess I thought about that slightly, maybe about 45 minutes before we came on the air. I saw a video of, basically people looting a Target. And, oh my goodness, the subtext is, oh my goodness, look at these guys, just short of being animals, look at them taking all this stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And, and you to your friend's point, oh my God, they're doing X, Y, and Z. I guess the other thing I thought about was, if you live in a system where, cops, and during the course of a day could do that to you and you end up dead, or somebody from your community end up dead. Yeah, I mean, people don't want to break some stuff because,
right.
The thing that holds us all together in society is that, hey, we're all together and we all kind of follow the same rules. But when you can be murdered, and the person who does the murdering just walks and, you know, goes and has a sandwich there afterwards. Yeah, it's time to break some stuff. You need to get somebody's attention. You can't let this type of stuff go unanswered. In fact, it's going to make me sound like a terrible person, but one of the weird things I'm strangely proud of is when they shot that guy, the guy that started the whole Michael Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, strangely proud that, you know, people from St. Louis, we rioted. You don't get to shoot people for free, you know? So...
I do know, and I agree. I wish I'd like to think that we live in a country where you know, it's the best place in the it's the best place in the world to live, regardless of your color, and it may be, but the fact remains is that this country has a horrible stain on its history. And even though every country in the world has the same stain, it seems to linger for us for some reason.
Not every country has that same stain.
Let me say I'm just speaking hyperbolically then. Yeah. But it's there, and when things like this happen, you know, all I can do, I can't argue. I mean, this is a horrible thing, and you know what? Riot. If this is what you have to do for change, because I don't know what can be done to fix this problem that we have. I don't see a solution.
Well, I think the other thing that makes this a little bit more intense is that isn't Minnesota the same place where that Philando Castile guy got shot last year?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure last year about my birthday there was, like, you know, I think there was a shooting on my birthday, and then, like, there was another one, like, you know, 2 days later, and one of those guys. Okay, yes, there was a. There was a shooting on, like, my birthday and maybe one of the day afterwards. The one was in Minnesota was Philando Castile, and then there was one in like Louisiana where they basically, you know, they had the guy handcuffed to the ground, and then they shot him.
Mm.
The Minneapolis area where this took place, this is like the second cop murder in a year, actually, or just under a year. So. It makes sense that place is kind of a cauldron.
I would say I think there needs to be like a major investigation / overhaul / something of the police department or something, because there's obviously something wrong. And again, I go back to it: if you have to tear shit up and really raise a ruckus to get the attention to make the change, then do it. Cause I don't know what else to say, to do about it. I've become very pessimistic. We went for there was a few years there where you'd moved and I was going through some stuff, and we didn't converse a whole lot. And during that time, and I don't know exactly why, but I've become very pessimistic about things. And I've just accepted that there's horrible things in this world, and it's just it. That's just, there's nothing to do about it. And this is one of them. There's just this horrible thing in this country, and you know, I don't know the answer to it, and I don't know that there is an answer to it.
Mm.
And if people in Minnesota have to burn down half of Minnesota to get it fixed, if that's what it takes, then can you think of a peaceful solution to this?
Peaceful solution. Let's see here. Let's take a step back. Can you frame the problem that the solution is going to be saluting?
Well, I think that the underlying theme behind all of these things we've been talking about is racism.
Yeah. So racism, and basically, my understanding of racism is it arises from the fact that, you know, we all have eyes, we look, and we see somebody's different, and from there, something about our mind says, hey, you know, I'm better than this person, or this person's better than me, and things kind of flow from that. Is that about correct?
I would almost say that I don't know that you're born race. You're born, you recognize differences in people, but I think the hatred is just taught.
Well, I'll give you that. Like, anyone with eyes can see that there's a difference, but somebody's got to put that little extra something on it to make you like, I hate, you know, X, Y, and Z. I'll give you that. So yeah, insofar as that's the case, how can teach people to stop teaching each other how to hate stuff? I think that's just kind of baked into the pie, so to speak. Part of being human, no solution.
Right.
And that's my rosy, optimistic view.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like I really brought it. I mean, we was already talking about some dark stuff, and I feel like I really just turned off all the emergency lights too, and it's just it's just pitch black in here now. But
sometimes it's dark down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, this, you know, this
rabbit holes can be strange places.
And we've seen these three incidents happen really like just like bam, bam, bam. And I hope that this isn't a trend that we're going to start seeing throughout the rest of this summer.
I hope not. But part of me says when you have the entire country being on lockdown for, you know, this amount of time, you're probably going to be all those people being on lockdown, that shows up somewhere in the system, if that makes sense. Like you're gonna have something that, you know, unexpected, that should be expected if you consider what, you know, that everybody's been locked down for 3-4 months.
Yeah, that's definitely an X factor that needs to be taken into account.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, I would expect that this summer is going to be a pretty violent summer. Just, you know, off my observations as to what I would expect if you were, you know, just take a whole bunch of caged people and let them have a little bit of freedom, or even worse yet, try to keep them caged.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we want to discuss on this topic? I think we've. All four of these people, I think they've been fired.
Yeah,
none of the cops have been fired. Yeah, and so I'm pretty sure that we're going to get a. I mean, we've had everyone, even Trump is basically like. In so many words, has been like
Jesus.
Yeah, these guys got to go.
Now the crazy thing is that, like, in your initial comment, you're like, "Yeah, this is clearly a murder. He just kind of just killed that guy." The crazy thing is that, yeah, these guys got fired. So that means they had to turn in their badge and turn in their gun and clean out their locker and had to do the whole walk of shame with their stuff in a box.
Yeah,
but they went home.
surely they were arrested though, right? No, afterwards.
No, they haven't. No, nothing. It's just like, just got finished murdering somebody, and damn, I had to give him my gun, my badge. I like my gun. Yeah. So,
So you're telling me that they went home and had dinner with their family that night?
Yep. Showed up not late for dinner, didn't skip a beat.
But to, But tonight, Thursday night, they're in jail, right?
No. They haven't even – I mean, they haven't even filed charges.
Wow.
You know, you must have been watching too many movies where, like, that whole, like, you know, truth, justice, in the American way. You're taking that a little seriously, dude.
It's rotted my brain.
Hey. That and the cesspool of the internet comment section will do that to you.
Yeah, for sure. But even they're in trouble when even the cesspool of the internet is like, damn.
Yeah, and when the cesspool runs dry, you're like, damn. Like,
yeah.
how did we come to this?
Right. Exactly.
So like. Yeah, I mean, this is likely a story that we'll end up following because, once again, these type of stories, you know, have legs and end up, you know, shaking their heads, so to speak. And so I'm sure we'll end up hearing more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll move this to the first segment with the Ahmaud Arbery case when we do our updates because.
But this is crazy. Did you hear about the other guy that got shot?
Are you asking me like a serious question?
Serious as a heart attack.
No. Wait, so I guess not.
I woke up this morning feeling all good about life and everything. Go on my computer and see that one of my good friends, Mark, has sent me an IM on the instant messenger chat. You know, this happens rarely. Click on it. See this guy, he's driving around in his car, life is good, X, Y, and Z. And so this is going on for about like 10, 13 minutes. And then you see him get pulled over, and you see him running from the cops. And then you see them literally shoot him in the back. And then you get to listen to them make jokes about, you know, how he's not going to be having an open casket funeral and just like this awful stuff. Awful stuff.
Jeez. Jesus.
In fact, it's funny because as I was getting ready for the show, I thought to myself, man, I don't want this to be the show that gets sent into us is commenting on all the terrible racist stuff that's happening. But I guess while we're at it, I'll send you that link just so you can be horrified as well. And yeah. Sorry, guy.
That sounds even worse than this.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's worse, but they're still in that plane of tragedy. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll be getting that. We can move on to the next topic. That way, you know, I don't want us, like, you know.
Sure.
Needing friggin' antidepressants right after the show.
I did a concert in the White House, and after that, me and Donald Trump hung out.
I gotta say what's up to Digital Underground and Humpty Hump, cause he making more than Donald Trump.
Beep was going off like Donald Trump gets checks.
I got spunk, I'm well known like Donald Trump.
Lick me up and lick me up just to get a bump. Forget Black Caesar, brothers call me Black Trump.
Put my cash in my pockets, the Donald Trump.
Soon to be paid like Donald Trump.
But yo, guess who's the Black Trump?
You can boom, so I can jump to the sounds I pump. But I ain't quitting till I'm shitting on Donald Trump.
Got a business mind, so if I lose the funk, I'll still be in the house getting paid like Trump.
New Trump, brand new funk. Keep a pocket full of California skunk.
The 95 shit will always bump. The 96, we gon' flip the script and break them off some new Trump.
Got the room stuck, I smoke and make dope like Trump.
I ain't talk about no bullshit ass flippin' TV. I'm talking Trump type access. They coming off a gang of
Trump change. Trump change.
Not Trump change.
Not Trump change.
Trump change.
I'm talking Donald Trump change. I'm talking Steve. And I'm talking, you know,
Trump change.
I'm just trying to get rich like Trump.
In hot pursuit of Donald Trump rap loop.
Niggas always expect to see us two together stable. The best couple they seen since Trump and Marla Maple.
The new Don Trump is Bill Gates. Not because his occupation, it's cause we respect his cake.
Bill Gates, Donald Trump.
I bring your ass over the hump. We tryna get money so we can be living like Trump.
We can talk Trump talk, real estate, stocks and bonds.
I buy cars with straight cash, have meetings with Donald Trump.
Magnus, alcohol, and freaks, the remedy. I'm the young Donald Trump, is y'all hearing me?
Big Trump thing, making dollars, sunny holler, big bucks, man.
Throwing it like Donald Trump.
I'm throwing my way like
Sherman Krupp. I got a hold of my state like Donald Trump.
27 cars in a 12-bedroom house. Now they call me Snoopy Trump.
I'm Donald Trump with raccoon hairdo.
I'm Donald Trump in a white tee and white ones. The conversation is money, nigga. You won't say.
It's
been absurd money, private bird money. That Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Bloomberg money.
Make the block bump. Boys in the hood call me Black Donald Trump.
I'm like Trump, a nigga friend, it's only fire at night.
Resurrection of the real, time to get richer than Trump.
I still does it, breathing off a Trump budget.
Fire, motherfucker, Donald Trump, nigga.
Next time you see me, I have money like Donald Trump.
Give me fame and fortune, me and Trump on golf courses. Homies on the block, say whatever they want. I don't wanna be a dealer, I wanna be a Trump.
I'm so appalled, spawning ball, balling. Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all.
I'm getting to the money, that Donald Trump money.
First of the month, Trump to the buyers. Red toupee on the coupe, you've been fired.
The Prentice, but not Trump. I'm the nigga with Glocks and pumps.
Split swishers with my thumb. Get money like Donald Trump.
Yo, I'm rolling in the riches. Money by the digits. I got Donald Trump calling me a money wizard.
Got a kilo in the trunk. Richest nigga in my hood, I'm the Donald Trump.
Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit?
I'm trying to stuff them till I can't fit no more. I'm talking Donald Trump level.
Swear I got a lot, but I ain't got enough. Got enough. Trying to get it till I'm on my Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
We don't stop, my nigga.
Nah.
I'm like Donald Trump.
Meek Millie.
Blow it all, come back, get it again, you feel me?
Lost paper, then made it back. Like Trump, being up, down, up. Play with cash.
Good looking rapper, I ain't trying to stunt. I'ma fire my blunt like Donald Trump.
Hustle, look, herself, Donald Trump, 6 mil.
They fired them shots just like I'm Donald Trump. I'm
Donald Trump.
You can hate, don't front, my nigga. With Donald Trump in the trunks, my nigga.
You ain't got enough, better get a loan from Mr. Bill Gates. And Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I made for a list this month. Donald Trump. I made for a list this month.
I made a million on that counter going Donald Trump. No, no, on the counter.
I just Donald Trump, yeah.
My shoelaces is iguana. Trump Towers with Donald.
No Donald Trump, Bill Gates, or Bruce Wayne. The only thing I had to my name was a few dreams.
I'm about to do a song with Bono. Pockets Trump like I just struck the lottery lotto.
I'm talking money like I'm Donald Trump.
I'm like, fuck with Donald Trump talking about. My life changed when I met Mos Def.
I'm fucked worse than Donald Trump. On Lexapro, in Mexico, across from a Texaco at McDonald's drunk.
Okay, Joe, so that was a compilation that I found on YouTube of hip-hop, of various hip-hop songs, artists name-dropping Donald Trump in their music, and not in a negative way, in a positive,
Success. Trump the boys.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a way to solidify their baller bona fides, you know,
baller status.
Yeah, but there's not only that. You can Google search pictures of Trump hanging out with
rappers and Kanye West and.
Yeah, famous people in general. And he had a number one, I think it was number one, reality show. And maybe he was always a joke in some sort because he was so bombastic about things. But it's like all of a sudden, and this is my question to you, Joe, is when and how did Trump go from being this semi-popular celebrity to a Nazi, a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe? I mean, just... when did he how did this happen almost seemingly overnight? And I mean, this happened, it just seemed to come out of nowhere. As soon as he announced that he was running, it was like there was every comedian, every late night comedian, every news, and it seemed like just everyone. It's like they was talking about someone that didn't resemble the Donald Trump prior to that, right. And so that's kind of like what I want to talk about.
Right, so, like, let me. I look at it several ways. I don't think. I'm not sure if it's fair to say, but I see where you're coming from. That, you know, that he wasn't racist before, and that he was all on the up and up before. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, as far back as I can remember, I mean. So let's step back. You're right with your initial observation with the clip that, yeah, for the longest time, the name Trump has been associated with, you know, with money and probably a little bit of, I don't want to say gaudiness, but a little bit things been overdone, if that makes sense. And the question goes, so, you know, when did he become hated? And I don't think that... I think he's always had some troubling things about race. So one of the very earliest things I remember about him is that he was him and his business were taking a task for denying black people the ability to rent in his properties back in the day, back in the 70s. And then you had the whole thing with Trump versus the Central Park Five. Are you familiar with that story?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, long and short of it.
Yeah, please.
A white woman gets raped by, supposedly raped by five black boys.
Okay.
And Trump's part was is he took out a full page ad in like the New York Times or whatever the New York paper of record was at the time, talking about how these guys were guilty and they needed to be, you know, executed X, Y, and Z. Turns out the cops leaned on these, you know, these really young boys and coerced confessions out of them. And so, but yeah, Trump has never been a.
To that point, though, can I say?
Yeah.
Isn't it fair to say that? Everyone thought that when he done this, that was just the cops, you know, the cops doing what they do. But at that time, when he took that ad out,
a lot of people may have thought that the boys were guilty, but you don't take out an ad calling for the death penalty.
Okay.
You don't, I see. You don't say, hey, we're just going to circumvent justice because we know these guys did it. It's in the bag, but to answer your question, yeah. So, I guess the thing is, Trump has always had an issue with race, but it seems as if when he started making fun of the Mexicans, like I remember, I think there are two reasons it became cool to hate Trump. A, he came out as a Republican when he'd been a lifelong Democrat, and B. When he was talking about the Mexicans, they're coming over here, they're rapists, they sell drugs. I think from that moment on, despite all the other you know pussy grabbing racist stuff he's done, that's the moment it became cool to not like Trump. Because before that, it was kind of cool to be seen with Trump. And it's funny because I remember seeing an interview that he conducted after saying that Mexicans were rapists. He was like, I've heard the same reports that you guys have. All these people coming in from Central and South America in these caravans, and they say, like, you know, 2/3 of the women are getting raped before they get to the American border. Well, who's doing all these raping? All this raping. Somebody's doing all this raping. And I thought it was kind of funny the way he kind of talked about it. But
okay.
That moment, it became cool to hate Trump for his racism.
And that took place almost instantly, I guess.
Yes. Shortly after he came down the escalator. I hope I didn't give too good an answer.
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, that's a good answer, I suppose. I think that I also think that I see the way that he speaks and the things that he said. I understand, I guess, how. I mean, I don't think when he said all Mexicans, if that's what he said, I don't think anyone really thought that he meant that Mexicans have this genetic propensity to rape. It was obvious that he was talking about the bad apples, the gangs, the things like that. But it is what it is. Yeah, I get it.
I will grant you that. But second point is, when you're running to be the president of the United States, the president's words have consequences. They move markets. People make life and death decisions based off the words the president says. You should keep it tight.
Yeah, I guess they try to mainline alcohol just to kill the COVID when the president talks, right?
This is the crazy thing. Trump is a teetotaler.
He
doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do any type of drugs at all, zero. I believe him on that. But I guess, is that comforting or is it scary that the thing that come out of his mouth are all him sober?
Yeah, I prefer to think that he'd had a few martinis first. Nancy, that's how I justify listening to Nancy Pelosi talk sometimes.
Well, you have a drink?
Yeah, she's had a few drinks. No, she's had a few drinks.
I'm
that's another. That's just me kind of.
No,
being mean to an elder person.
No, but. No, it's funny. I saw an interview. No, I was listening to an interview with her earlier today. They're like, man, she's a leader of the Democrats.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like the leaders of both parties. It's like a freaking geriatric ward. They're all like old, not just old, but just really old, like 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I told you this, and I don't know if I said it on the podcast or if I just said it as we were talking one day. But the one thing that I really hoped came out of Barack Obama's election was that we had finally shed the old guard. Like, here's a president who is literally in my generation.
Oh that's out the window, because you have two almost octogenarians running for president now.
Yeah, it's almost like he was just a flash in the pan. And I was like, I remember thinking, well, if anything, we're going to at least the people that we start voting for are going to literally kind of represent me and my, my generation, but that's not happening.
They weren't 50. Sorry, they hadn't already lived an entire life by the time I was born, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I'm sure I don't know. I'm sure that there's maybe good reasons that we don't have term limits, but it seems like that would eliminate this problem of having these out of touch people making the rules for us,
for everybody else. Yeah, somebody who hasn't worked in 20 years, making rules about DOA, say DOL, Department of Labor regulations.
Yeah.
They have no idea how a worker.
Five or six, maybe even longer now, time flies, but people were making they were trying to legislate encryption and all these internet technologies, and these are people who don't know who don't even know how to use probably a flip phone should not be legislating the technologies that we have today. And they just don't. There's just concepts that they don't understand. Like you can't have a back door in encryption and have secure encryption.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it. That's what they want. They're like, well, why can't we just have a back door in this encryption? Well, then
there's a back door.
Then it's not secure, and then that just goes against the whole point of encryption. But you just can't. They just don't get that, and it's just it's maddening.
It wouldn't surprise me if certain businesses didn't want them to start legislating it, because once they have a law on the books, it could take them a generation or two it could take them years to actually go back and revisit and work out some of the tweaks. And so,
yeah. And that's something that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about in a future show, and that's going to be technology, the technologies that seem to run things today, and their relationship with the government and business relationship with the government, and just all that stuff. And that's going to be a fun episode, but I'm going to have to really do some homework and bring my A game for that, because it's important to me. So I don't want to take the one chance I have to really talk about it and fuck it up, you know?
Yes. Fair enough.
So, you answered my question, pretty quickly. We're only at the 1 hour and 12 minute mark. So I think we're probably going to get out of here, pretty soon. So I told you I had an interesting little story to wrap up on, and this isn't necessarily supposed to be a funny story, but it was a funny story to me. and it's because of the way that I read the headline.
All
right. And I think, and this is again me my. Just thinking, you know, movies, just thinking about things in like a way movies, the way movies and TV shows are. And so I'll just read the headline. Fort Leavenworth soldier intervenes, takes out active shooter.
All right.
I was like, we got a G.I. Joe guy here who's going to, you know, he's going to. I just envisioning him, you know, just doing all the stereotypical sneaking around, popping or hiding around cars, rolling over, jumping over this, that. And
does he have like a red with a headband?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, you know, just popping up behind the shooter and, you know, I don't know, like, dispatching him maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Really bad at.
Yeah,
that's the image that one wants to spring to mind, so to speak.
Yeah, so I had to click and read the story, and so here it goes. KMBC reports that the incident occurred on Centennial Bridge around 11 a.m. where an unidentified suspect, allegedly using a handgun and a rifle, took shots at passing vehicles. A Leavenworth soldier who was in traffic ascertained what was happening and drove his car into the suspect, ending the attack.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So like, you know, he wasn't like, dodging bullets. He just ran the guy down. Somebody needs to shake that man's hand.
Shake his hand. Hero. He's a hero.
That term used correctly enough, but in this case, it was applied correctly.
Yes. since we got through that real quick, I have something else here that you're familiar with clickbait, right?
Yeah, the worst. Like if you go to CNN and scroll down to the very bottom, all that clickbait.
Okay, it's funny, you know. I came across this clickbait on Fox News, and it just
you said
it reminded me why I don't go to those sites anymore.
All right.
But here's just some clickbait. Exclusive. Feds urge this state to rethink church social distancing orders. What state? You know, just feds urge this state. Obviously, to get you to click to find out what state this was.
I'm thinking like, you know, Vermont or someplace like that.
Yeah. I think retired Navy SEAL on what every American should stop to consider. A Memorial Day must. Sally Pipes. Want to help the economy? Don't do this. And expatriate star reveals why he decided to come out of retirement. I don't know. I just and of course, it's to make you load the other page so that they can shove more ads in your face.
Yeah, I am in the wrong line of work. I should have like gotten a job writing headlines for clickbait. That just sounds like so much more fun than what I did today.
They're fine. I guess it's fine on a laptop or something, but man, some websites, when you try to load them on a phone, they just bog. They just bring your phone to a crawl.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, so that's all I got, Joe.
I think that's all I got too. It's been a pleasant trip down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, this was a good show. I thought last week's show was good, but this one's even better, I think.
Winning. It's funny. I like last week's show as well. I listened to it the first time. The first part of the show, I think, went much faster than the second part. But I like the second part because I think we had some pretty interesting insights there. It's some of your questions, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, a nuclear bomb and, you know, it's going to, you know, irradiate you. I'm like, well, you know, it feels like a hot earthquake if you're not like on ground zero. I also wanted to
thank you because I felt like that section was really just me reading off a laundry list of things I wanted to talk about, but you kind of summed it up pretty nicely in that, you know, a lot of people don't think about things in the terms of you know, we're being fed constantly this a steady stream of things to be afraid of, and when you stop to think about things that way, it is kind of it's a different perspective on things. And so you kind of made that point for me. I didn't say that as eloquently as you did, but
all in due time, young grasshopper.
Yeah. So, all right, Joe.
Hey, it's been real, Mr. Newman.
Yep. We're wrapping tomorrow's Friday and another week in the can. So, I can only imagine what kind of crazy shit's going to come our way that we'll talk about next Thursday.
Speaking of next Thursday, what are you doing this weekend?
I do not know. I don't think, I'll have to double check, but I don't think that restaurants or anything have been opened up yet. So I may just head back up to my mom and dad's house and my brother's house and just cook out with them maybe. But nice. And yourself?
This weekend, I was thinking about it. I need to check the weather.
Yeah, the weather's going to have a big decision on what I do as well.
What did you end up doing for Memorial Day?
I went home. I just went home to see mom and my brother and the family.
How those overcooked steaks turn out?
I told him to yank mine off early. So mine turned out okay. Everybody else was chewing through theirs. I was cutting through mine like butter.
I like butter.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I ended up actually doing some barbecue.
Yeah, you said you was gonna have even crab legs even.
That too. It was a good weekend. Like I barbecued, and then we had crab legs. The barbecue was a mixed bag. Probably imagine doing some of your best work and some of your worst work at the same time.
Mm.
So the everything turned out. Sorry, everything that wasn't ribs turned out terrible.
Okay.
And the very first time something like this has happened to me, I was petrified. I'm like, oh. But like the absolute worst I've ever done doing hamburgers and hot dogs, but my ribs were the absolute best. I mean, yes, I wish I was eating them right now.
Awesome. All right, Joe. I think that'll wrap it up, and you take care, and I will talk to you next time.
I like it. Something to look forward to.